Mr. President, Your Excellencies, distinguished delegates, and governmental and civil society colleagues. My name's Rebecca Johnson, and I'm presenting the collectively drafted statement on the path to a nuclear weapon-free world, including the case for a nuclear weapons convention. In their second Wall Street Journal article of January 2008, Henry Kissinger, George Shultz, Sam Nunn, and Bill Perry liken the goal of a world free of nuclear weapons to the top of a very tall mountain. They see it as desirable and recognize the necessity of climbing to higher ground, as there are too many dangers inherent in either staying where we are or, worse still, sliding back down into proliferation chaos. But to them, the goal and the route to get there are both out of sight. We agree that the dangers of clinging to the status quo are far greater than the challenges of climbing toward disarmament. But we think humanity is closer to achieving the summit than the Cold Warriors have realized. In fact, we are so confident that the objective of a nuclear weapons-free world is reachable in our lifetimes, and some like me are older than President Obama, that we can envision ourselves at that summit, looking back at the path we took to get here, and realizing that the difficulties, while formidable, were overcome with persistence, creative problem solving, and flexibility to find different ways when paths we were following became obstructed. There are better ways than carrying on up the steps bequeathed by the old map of Cold War arms control and non-proliferation in isolation from disarmament. The security environment is changing, the Cold War fogs are clearing, and we should recognize that where we have reached now in 2010 gives us the vantage point from which to survey the options and determine the optimum route to bring us to the goal in a safe, secure, and timely manner. On any such journey, we are likely to encounter obstacles and perils along the way. A prevailing belief in nuclear weapons for deterrence is one such near-term obstacle. Reducing the role and value accorded to nuclear weapons in military doctrines and security policies are therefore essential measures to take now. We are helped by the knowledge that a world without nuclear weapons must be a safer place than the one we inhabit now, not least because a single mistake with nuclear weapons could prove uniquely catastrophic. We're human, so mistakes happen, made by militaries and political leaders as well as by the rest of us. Nuclear weapons emerged out of the bloodiest century in human history, during which almost every part of the world suffered wars driven by nationalism, greed for resources or land, and fear or hatred of other people. These conflicts have often been framed in terms of clashing religions or cultures. They have been carried forward with distorted notions of power and the masculine fighting role, fueled by arms manufacturers and the pushers of guns, bombs, and destructive arms of all kinds. Abolishing nuclear weapons will not of itself solve these problems, and human security requires that we reduce reliance on other weapons too. We have to move away from old patterns of aggressive national security approaches and build better tools for collective human security, including soft power means of cooperative humanitarian engagement. Solving these endemic security problems, which have haunted human history, cannot and must not be made a precondition for nuclear disarmament. At the same time, it is clear that solving the political, technical, and security challenges of abolishing nuclear arms will be made more difficult if some countries seek to control, manage, or terrorize others, whether with space-based technologies or conventional arsenals with mass destructive capabilities. The nuclear-free world is not going to be today's world minus atomic weapons. Abolishing war is an even higher mountaintop and will require a lot more climbing for the human race. But at least when we reach nuclear abolition, it means we will have reached the point of avoiding radioactive catastrophe, and we will be able to make paths towards reducing conflict and enhancing human security, which includes tackling climate chaos and avoiding environmental disaster. A world without nuclear weapons will make a good base camp for continuing the climb. Negotiations on the reduction and elimination of nuclear arsenals are not discretionary. They are required by Article 6, which mandates that the negotiations are to be conducted in good faith and in accordance with international law, and they must be brought to conclusion as the International Court of Justice unanimously advised. Now, as any climber will tell you, the destination and the journey are equally important. Nuclear disarmament is both a destination and a process. And a multilateral treaty, some kind of framework or comprehensive nuclear weapons convention that will codify in law and practice both the prohibition of the acquisition and use of nuclear weapons and also the safe and secure elimination of existing arsenals will be both. Getting to the right destination will require paying careful attention to the verifiable dismantlement and elimination of the existing warheads and delivery vehicles, and to making sure the fissile materials and other components are disposed of or stored so that they cannot be stolen, reacquired, or used for weapons in the future. All this must be done in ways that minimize the hazards for the environment and our health, and provide confidence against cheating, breakout, and the acquisition of nuclear weapons capabilities by terrorist governments or actors in the future. At the 2009 PrepCon, we recommended to you that a nuclear weapons convention negotiated in good faith by the international community is required to achieve the nuclear weapons-free world envisioned by the NPT. Achievement of such a treaty remains the central aim and a key rallying point of most international NGOs working in this field. And we're pleased to report to you today that support for such a convention is growing around the world. And we thank those of you that have come to this review conference prepared to discuss the merits of a comprehensive framework for nuclear security, non-proliferation, and disarmament, and to set out, together with your citizens and international civil society, on this difficult but necessary trek to the top of the global security mountain. As noted by Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, the Model Nuclear Weapons Convention submitted to you in 2007 is a good point of departure. This draft, initiated more than 15 years ago by civil society lawyers, scientists, and practitioners, was developed as a resource in the knowledge that once real negotiations begin, the multilateral outcome could look quite different. Recent treaty-making history, however, shows that civil society participation will be essential for the success of such negotiations. And we are prepared to support you with our expertise and experience and to urge you on when the road gets rough. The challenge for us today is to get started on this process to achieve the peace and security of a world without nuclear weapons, the President Obama and many of our leaders have called for. One way is for a group of nations and representative experts to come together and work out the practical and diplomatic means to prepare the way for negotiating a nuclear weapons convention. Preparatory discussions, which we urge you to continue and refine at this review conference, will help assess the pros and cons of existing negotiating fora and other options for convening negotiations. Development of a fast-track process would come next, with structured so as to draw in all the nuclear-armed states, non-NPT as well as the P5, into negotiations sooner rather than later. Sometimes, as with the Partial Test Ban Treaty, the Comprehensive Test Ban Treaty, and even the NPT were negotiated, it is necessary to get started without all the relevant states on board. Experience suggests that it's a recipe for paralysis to hang around waiting for everyone. Once the process starts, most, if not all, the holdout states will no doubt realize they must participate before the endgame. In history, a shock or crisis has often provided the stepping stone for change. The 1962 Cuban Missile Crisis, for example, influenced the US, Soviet Union, and Britain to finalize the Partial Test Ban Treaty and, indeed, pave the way for the NPT. Undoubtedly, the use of a nuclear weapon somewhere in the world would provide a terrible shock. And if we avoided escalation into nuclear war and mass annihilation, that could swiftly lead to global disarmament. But at what an appalling cost for the victims and for the world. Far better to create a responsible political shift now before there is any further nuclear use or accident. Now, it may be that there are different paths that can get us to the top of the mountain. At some stage, however, they'll need to converge at a solid bridge for negotiation. Such a bridge is already being built by civil society, activists, mayors, lawyers, parliamentarians, and a growing number of governments. Learning from the Hibakusha survivors and from scientists and doctors who study the effects of nuclear weapons explosions, it's become clear that no matter what justification, provocation, or intention, nuclear weapon attacks and threats must become recognized in law as war crimes and crimes against humanity. Dissuading or preventing aggression are legitimate security objectives, but a policy of deterrence constructed around so devastating and repugnant a weapon is indefensible and indeed short-sighted. The op-eds from the four Cold War leaders changed the game by making it respectable to advocate nuclear disarmament. But from where they presently stand, they think the mountaintop is too far away to be seen. If they moved slightly in the direction of further reducing the role and value accorded to nuclear weapons for deterrence, they would be able to see that what they thought were clouds obscuring a faraway mountaintop was nothing more than a layer of Cold War fog swirling around them and obscuring reality. They need to move a few steps further to reach the bridge that will devalue nuclear weapons and provide a crossover to nuclear abolition. From our vantage point already on that bridge, civil society can show you the legal and political footholds to assist you to climb above the fog to this bridge from where the goal of a strong and comprehensive nuclear weapons treaty is clearly visible. We do not underestimate the difficulties that will be encountered, and we cannot predict exactly when we will get there, as there will be many political, technical, negotiating, verification, and implementation challenges. Commitment and confidence in our ability to get to the nuclear weapons-free destination before night falls are essential. Making a start on the preparatory work for a nuclear weapons convention will mean courageous governments, elected representatives, and citizens taking individual and collective initiatives that will hasten the journey to clear the obstacles from the path. Early steps will include implementing the 13 steps, removing nuclear reliance from deterrence doctrines, and taking steps to universalize the legal recognition that any use of nuclear weapons would violate international law. Our route, timing, and even humanity's survival will depend on whether we can commit and resource ourselves for this journey now. This NPT review conference needs to agree on the treaty destination and set in motion the preparatory process and plans to get there as quickly as humanly possible. This was an abbreviated version of the NGO statement in your packs, to which is appended a summary of the basic elements for a comprehensive nuclear treaty, from preamble to entry into force. Securing Our Survival, published by the International Campaign to Abolish Nuclear Weapons, has even more detailed analysis of the options, processes, and implications. As the CTBT was a beacon to light our way forward through the dark tunnels of the Cold War, so we now need the practical concept and objective of a nuclear weapons convention to urge us on. Civil society and governments together to keep hiking up the global security mountain. We can get there. We must get there together with determination, courage, and good sense, we will get there. Not just in my lifetime, but while there are still Hibakusha to remind us of the terrible consequences if we fail, and if, contrary to the moral and spiritual beliefs of all sane people on our beautiful planet, nuclear weapons are ever used again. Thank you.